Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to gather by the radio and study from God's eternal Word together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God together today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of 1 John, chapter number 1, and we continue the study that I began on yesterday on dealing with doubts. Again, I emphasize, I know there are those who say that if you're really saved, you will never doubt your salvation. And again, that may be true in their life, but that is not true in most people's life. Most people who are saved will sometime during their Christian experience some doubts. And so what my purpose is just come to the Word of God and find the answer on dealing with doubts that arises in the life of a child of God. And I said to you on yesterday, there are three things that we can put our trust in when we come looking for assurance of our salvation. Number one, we can trust in our feelings. But I remind you, our feelings fluctuate. They're up and down. And if you depend upon your feelings to determine whether you're saved or not, then you will never know the joy and the victory of the assurance of your salvation in a continued manner. Then, number two, you can trust what your friends think and say about you. But just as feelings fluctuate, your friends will fail. They do not know, and they do not understand what's going on in your life. But then there's a third thing that you can really put your confidence and trust in, and that is the facts of the Word of God. Feelings fluctuate, friends fail, but facts are fixed forever. They never change. When you base your salvation experience on the Word of God, then you will have assurance continually of your salvation. I said on yesterday also, there is much preaching today that raises question marks about salvation. And that kind of preaching is absolutely necessary. You see, if there's going to ever be a time in your life when you question your salvation and wonder if you're saved or not, then it's got to be in this life. It's too late after you die to find out whether you're saved or not. This Bible teaches that you can be saved and know it now in this present walk of life. We do not have to wait until we die to find out if we're going to heaven or hell. No, we can be saved and know it. The Bible is very plain in that manner. And there are many people who are trusting their water baptism. They're trusting their good works. They're trusting their church membership. They're trusting the fact that they've been a good neighbor. They've been honest. Even many would say they have kept the commandments. Of course, they don't get past the first one if you examine them. But there are many people who are trusting many things to take them to heaven. And there needs to be preaching that causes people to stop and examine their salvation. In fact, it could be said no plainer than the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 13 and 5, when he said, examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. And my friend, you can know if you're saved or not. The Holy Ghost will help you understand your spiritual condition before God. And there is much preaching that raises questions being done today. Sometimes you think there's more questions being raised than there are answers being given. And my purpose is not attacking those who preach the messages. It causes a person to examine their salvation. But my burden is to preach the other side of the story and give scripture that gives assurance of salvation to establish people, and especially young converts, in the assurance of salvation, that they may know of a surety they're saved, they're born again, they're going to heaven when they die. Again, I say, as I said on yesterday, it is not my job to give assurance, just as it is not my job to bring conviction or conversion. It is my responsibility to preach the word of God to sinners. It is the responsibility of the Holy Spirit to convict them and convert them. It is not my responsibility to bring assurance to save people. It is my responsibility to preach the word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to use the word of God and give them the assurance they need to deal with their doubts. And so we will walk through the scriptures, trusting and praying the Holy Ghost. Help me to say what I need to say. Help you to hear it as you need to hear it. And then establish in your heart whether you're saved or not. If you're not saved, then I pray he brings you to conviction and conversion and saves you. If you are saved, then I pray he brings you to assurance and joy and victory in your life. I said as I was leaving the air yesterday, there are three things that I want to deal with that God uses to give us assurance of our salvation and to conquer the doubts that arises in the life of a child of God. Number one, there is the word of the Holy God. God uses the scriptures to give assurance to the saints of God. And I'll deal with that in just a moment. Number two, there is the witness of the Holy Ghost. God the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Number three, there is the working of heavenly grace. God does a work of grace in a person's life the moment he saves them. That gives them assurance they're saved by the marvelous grace of God. And we're going to look at all three of these as the time passes and God permits us to do so. First of all, we're going to look at the fact that we can know we're saved by the word of God. And let me just say this, the other two are really covered in this one, but I want to separate them for our understanding and deal with these things as God directs us to do so. Notice, if you will, this little book of 1 John. I say little, it may be small as far as numbers of chapters are concerned, but it is a big book of precious truths that is given us in the Word of God. The book of 1 John has an unusual setting. Most of the books of the Bible is as it is at your house. Most of you who listen to me today, you either have a key at the front door or a key at the back door, and you make an entrance there. There's an opening that allows you to enter into the rest of the house. And most books of the Bible, you will find either the key that opens that book in the very first chapter, the first verses, or you find it at the closing chapters. Now, in 1 John, we have the key given at the first chapter, at the front door. And we also have the key given in the last chapter, at the back door. Notice these two keys to this book, if you will. In 1 John chapter 1, verse number 4, John says this, "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." Now, as you open the front door of chapter 1 and walk into the book of 1 John, you know exactly why John writes these five chapters. He writes them that our joy may be full. Now, listen to me carefully. No person who is filled with doubts knows anything of fullness of joy. If you're going to experience the joy of God and your joy be full, then you must know you're saved. You must have that settled in the assurance of salvation and victory in your heart brings joy. So as we look at these five chapters of the book of 1 John, then we know the purpose of their writing. John said, "These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." And then when you come to chapter number 5, the last chapter, and verse number 13, you find the key laying again at the back door. We're about to exit. We've been through these five chapters, and we look back, and as we exit out the back door, he gives us again the key for his writing this book. He said in verse number 13 of chapter number 5, "These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." So John says to us, "I'm writing this book that your joy may be full, and I have written this book that you may know that you have eternal life." Now, knowing that you're saved, and you're saved forever. In fact, is the greatest thing next to knowing you're saved is knowing you're saved forever. You're justified freely, fully, and forever by the grace of God. And knowing that produces fullness of joy. There are at least 7 great indicators in 1 John that give us the assurance of our salvation. Let me just take a moment and give you this, and then I'll name them and deal with them on tomorrow. I was in a meeting some time ago, and as we were leaving the building, a lady said to the preacher, "I don't know for sure if I'm saved or not." And that preacher said something to that woman I had never heard in all of my life. I've used it several times since then. But that pastor said to that dear lady, "Go home and read 1 John. He said the book of 1 John will talk to you. If you're saved, it will give you assurance of your salvation. But he said it will talk to you if you're not saved, because it will tear down the veneer of your professing religion and let you see that there is no genuineness, there is no reality in what you've got, that you do not have the true salvation that God speaks of in his word. You simply have a masquerade of religion, and it will speak to you and say to you, 'No, you're not a Christian. You need to be born again.'" My friend, I leave that with you today. I would encourage every one of you today. You may not get to hear the broadcast tomorrow and throughout the remainder of the week as we deal with these things. But if you have any question of doubt about your salvation, get you a King James Bible. Sit down with it. It'll only take you a short period of time to read these entire 5 chapters out of the book of 1 John. If you're not familiar with the Bible, it's over near the closing of it. You have the final book is the book of Revelation. And then there's the book of Jude, just 1 chapter. There's also the book of 3 John and the book of 2 John. And then there's the book of 1 John. So over near the end of your Bible is a book, 1 John, 5 chapters. If you have question about your salvation, read it. It will talk to you. It will show you whether you're saved and have the mark of salvation or whether you're a lost religionist. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. Help that one that searches the scripture today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.